Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on 1620-945-WTAW. This update is brought to you by Destination Bryan. Your legendary staycation is right here at home in Bryan, Texas, including one-of-a-kind restaurants and nationally recognized museums. Visit DestinationBryan.com for more information at 752. College Station High football continues its playoff run tonight as it takes on Georgetown in the 5A Division I regional quarterfinals. Now marks the second meeting this year between the two district foes, Cougars head man Stoney Pryor.
I think it's really hard to play a team a second time in a year because you know some more about them. They know some more about you. You're trying to figure out what adjustments they might make in response to what you did last time and vice versa. But there's also, in this case, another month of football between time. And although most of our characters on both squads are the same as they were before, we've both grown. We've both developed. We both evolved offensively and defensively. And we're doing a little bit more wrinkles. You know, neither team is really that different or vastly different from what you saw before, but we've grown, and that month of progress also comes into it.
The Eagles got the better of the Cougars last month, 49-38. Hopefully College Station can get some payback tonight when the two teams duke it out at 6 p.m. in Waco. Broadcast is on Maverick 100.9. Elsewhere, Brazos Christian faces Lubbock Christian in the Taps third round. Kickoff is at 2 p.m. in Bangs. Brenham meets up with Port Neches Groves at 6, while Madisonville faces Silsby at 7. That's the same time that Burton and Chilton duke it out at Merrill Green Stadium in Bryan. In the college game, Texas A&M wraps up its season tomorrow when it welcomes number 5 LSU to town. Aggie coach Jimbo Fisher says the Tigers have shown vast improvement under first-year head man Brian Kelly.
They've got more comfortable with their schemes. You know what I mean? As you watch this game, their scheme has stayed the same. Their guys have gotten more comfortable, more consistent in what they've done. And the quarterback in some really critical plays and critical moments, I think, has made big plays with his legs and feet. And then throwing the football. I mean, really making those plays at there's two or three games that were one play games that they were able to get and gain confidence from, I think, early. And then they just kept building on those. And he's done a really nice job of that.
Hopefully Jimbo and the guys can tame the Tigers tomorrow at 6 p.m. at Kyle Field. The Fan Zone show gets underway at 3 right here on WTAW. Time for a sneak peek of the SEC, brought to you by T-Mobile. Mississippi State pulled off the upset in the Egg Bowl last night, edging number 20 Ole Miss 24-22. Now that win prompted a folding chair to be thrown from the student section of the Rebels. Now Arkansas and Mizzou will duke it out this afternoon at 2:30 in Columbia. And that's been your SEC Sneak Peek, brought to you by T-Mobile, the official 5G sponsor of the SEC. Some other big games today. 23rd-ranked Texas hosts Baylor at 11, the same time that number 19 Tulane and 24th-ranked Cincinnati duke it out. Number 17 North Carolina is at home to North Carolina State at 2:30. 18th-ranked UCLA faces Cal at 3, and number 16 Florida State entertains Florida at 6. Head out to the basketball court, where the Texas A&M men are back in action today, visiting DePaul. Tip-off is at noon with coverage on WTAW. Dak Prescott and Dalton Schultz teamed up for two touchdowns in the second half as the Dallas Cowboys pulled away from the New York Giants yesterday, 28-20. With the victory, Dallas improves to 8-3 on the year. And the U.S. men's national soccer team faces England this afternoon in the FIFA World Cup. Things get underway at 1 o'clock in Qatar. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Destination Bryan on 1620-945-WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.